Вы слушаете радио SBS на русском языке.
Sid, how big was the group that went to Russia? And tell me a bit about your impressions of the country.
Yeah, well, there was 8 of us came from Australia. 3 of us were submarine veterans. 5 wives. One of them was a widow, and one was a friend of ours who's also a submariner. But Russia, look, I was very pleasantly surprised by Russia. People were very friendly. The weather was good. We were welcomed everywhere we went. It doesn't matter where we were in Russia. I mean, the first week was just, but it was the Congress. And the St. Petersburg Submarine and Navy Veterans Club, they did a terrific job in organising, visits. We did all the tourist things, visited all the Hermitage, the naval cathedrals, naval museums, and we had 2 receptions, welcome receptions, because they had a short program and a long program, and then we finalised with a gala dinner. Out of that environment where we were having this control, where I organised through a travel agent in St. Petersburg our trip to Vladivostok from St. Petersburg. We had guides, we had buses, we had drivers, we had hotels, meals, and tours, and everything was inclusive. And it was very, very well done. I mean, all the guides were, like registered guides. They all spoke English. It was a good way to travel Russia because it was like a small personalised tour. There was 4 of us. This group that travelled to Vladivostok, there was only 4 of us. And we went from St. Petersburg to Moscow on the Sapsan. That was a brilliant train. 4 hours of travel, 675K. And when we got to Moscow, we were met by our guide and driver. The only comment I would make is that when they built the railway stations, the above-ground railway stations, they spent too much money on art and decoration and not enough on elevators. There was no elevators on any above-ground station that we went to, but there were lots of stairs. And if you didn't go across stairs, you went across the railway lines. And if you didn't go across railway lines, you were around cobblestones. But apart from that, everything was just well organised, and the trains always arrived on time. You never ever got off the train and didn't watch your Pravdanista, because as soon as she went back on the train, you knew it was time for you to get back on, because without warning, the train moves. It goes away. We went from, after we got to Moscow, we spent the night there. Then we went to Suzdal and Vladimir, and which is about 200K out of Moscow, what they called the Golden Ring towns. And it's a historic town. What we found was the younger generation all can speak English, passable English. The older generation couldn't, but they tried, And what they couldn't put in words, they used with their hands. They talk with their hands.
Perhaps not as good with the hands as Italians are, but still pretty good effort, isn't it?
Look, I'm a Polack, so we talk with our heads as well.
Yeah.
And when I go to Poland, speak to relatives that I or talk to people, I say, look, excuse me, I say this in Polish. Look, I'm from Australia. I talk a little bit of Polish, I talk a little bit of English, and I talk a lot with my hands.
Well, see, it sounds definitely that you are under great impressions after your trip to Russia, but I wanted to bring up the fact that it is the 17th anniversary for Kursk on the 12th of August.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you, as the veteran submariner, back then when it happened, what was the echo, what was the general feeling in the, if you like, international community of submariners?
Sadness. It was a great wartime tragedy. Accidents like that are rare. When they happen, we're all what we call buddies in boats, right? We're all submarine veterans, and we all, it doesn't matter which nation, you fight for your nation, you serve for your nation. But when someone dies in a peacetime accident, and that's what it was, through a tragedy like that, it was, extremely sad. And, and that was sort of brought home to me when we went to the Kursk Memorial, when we did service there in June. Everyone expects to go to sea and come home, And when we were in the St. Isaac's Cathedral in St. Petersburg, They had a choir there because the cathedral is still not handed back to the church yet, but it's state property. They had a choir there that sang three songs for submariners, right? One was singing the a song about those who are about to go to sea on a submarine, right, and the families are going to leave behind. The second song was about being at sea, right, in the submarine. And the third song was the joy and anticipation of the submariners coming home to their families, wives and sweethearts. Very, very, I mean, they sang it in Russian and sang it in the acoustics of St. Isaac's Cathedral. It was beautiful. To us, a tragedy like that is a tragedy felt by all submarine veterans.
Sid, and one more thing. If you were to single out one moment through the entire trip to Russia that was the most memorable or brought you the biggest emotion of the whole trip, what would that be?
I was sitting at my hotel window looking over the cruiser Aurora, looking out over St. Petersburg. We had a beautiful hotel room. We had a number of bridges. You know, the bridges every night go up at 1:30 in the morning, and you can't cross from one side of St. Petersburg to the other. So there's lots of highs, but that was such a great impression because the Aurora, you know, was the ship that fired the shot at the start of the revolution in 1918. And there it was, sitting, 300 metres away from our hotel. We're just looking straight over it in the river. Very impressive. And then, of course, in the distance, we had the St. Peter and Paul Fort, you know, where Petrograd or St. Petersburg first started. It's just the history and culture of Russia is what was the most impressive thing to me. But that particular thing, the Aurora, was, and we actually visited the Aurora too. We had a terrific little guide.
Well, I'm really happy for you that you visited St. Petersburg in one of its best months, June, when you have white nights and you witnessed all this beauty. The city at its best, really.
Yeah, it was. And, of course, the white nights, when we were there, they were having the white night celebrations, which goes June, July. It never really got dark. I mean, the sun went down about 10 o'clock and there was twilight until the sun came up again 3 or 4 in the morning, you know. Quite often we didn't finish till after midnight for some of our functions we went to. And it was just beautiful what you're looking at over the city.
I remember very well the feeling. Thank you very much, Sid, for joining me in here in this conversation and telling a bit about your trip and impressions from Russia.
Thanks, Olga. Bye.
Bye-bye.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.